Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass, your all-access guide to all the craft beer events happening in and around Chicago. This week, we talk about our Super Bowl weekend, and we get excited for the Cider Summit on Saturday. All that and more on this episode of Chicago Beer Pass. Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
Yeah, thanks for coming back and listening. It's Cider Week, Nick.
Man, Cider Week is among us.
Who knew? Who knew? I just found out, but now I have to, I'm going to have to drink a lot of cider.
Yeah, man, tons of cider events going on around town, and then it ends with the big Cider Summit. I think the actual summit where, they talk about cider, workshops and all that stuff, is on, Friday night, I believe.
Okay.
But then the Cider Summit, the drinking event, is Saturday all day at Navy Pier.
Oh, cool. Okay, I'm sure we'll get into some of these cider events here in a little bit. As usual, we're drinking Chicago craft beer, or Chicago beer, and I wish we were drinking Chicago craft cider, but I didn't know, and I don't know, are there any Chicago cideries?
I think the closest thing we can claim is probably
Virtue.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a short list. I can't even think of anything else.
There's, there's some guy making cider in his house that's what about me?
We're going to have to wait for another episode to spotlight that guy.
Yeah. But today we're drinking some Zombie Dust from Three Floyds.
Yeah, man. So Zombie Dust is a pale ale that debuted, I want to say, in 2013 from these guys. And it was their first six-pack in a long time. So, you know, they got the standards. You know, Robert the Bruce, Alpha King, all that jazz.
Jinx.
Yeah, Jinx Proof. Yeah, their lager. And then so they went a long time without introducing any new six-packs. They come out with this, and people went nuts.
Yeah, and it's still super hard to get. I was at Whole Foods and it had a sign up that was one six pack a person. They had Zombie Dust and Gumballhead, so I grabbed both those because you don't see them too often.
Yeah, man. The Three Floyds guys, man, they announced their expansion this week.
I saw that.
Yeah, so they're gonna double their space. Apparently, they bought the lot next door, and they're gonna double their space and start a distillery. So you'll have more Zombie Dust.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm wondering if they're gonna moving over there or just expanding to this space?
Yeah, I think the way it was described is so they're gonna expand and have a workout center and another tap room and then what they'll be able to do, but it's all dependent on if they can work out grants and deferred mortgage payments and all this other stuff. Okay. So they're working all that stuff out, but yeah, I think it's just a full-blown expansion.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great beer, and if you can ever find it either on tap or in bottles, it's worth picking up.
Zombie Dust is unstoppable, man. I remember my mom lives not too far from Floyd's in the South Burbs. And then, so every time I got to go out there, we go to Floyd's. And they were telling us that, and this was last year, on an average Saturday, they were doing $4,000 in to-go sales every Saturday on just Zombie Dust.
Jesus.
And that's not even counting, the people at the bar or the people that are sitting down dining. Okay. They were just to-go sales. They just couldn't keep up with it.
Yeah, I think they didn't have a limit at some point on what you could take, and I think finally they, capped that at, a case or two cases because people were coming in and getting just, truckloads of Zombie Dust. And
yeah. Yeah, it's a American Pale Ale, and initially I think it was all Citra hops, and I think just to keep up with demand, I think the hop might have changed recently. I was reading something about that.
Yeah, it does taste maybe a little drier than I remember it tasting.
You know, maybe Centennial or Cascade or something. Still an awesome beer.
Yeah,
this is a really good beer. I was reading. There's this book I'm reading. It's called Locally Brewed, and the lady's locally. She's from Chicago. She made this book with Midway Books. It features 15 local breweries. So they went to visit Floyd's.
Oh, cool.
And she was saying, Dark Lord's on the cover of this book, the Dark Lord with the red wax, this year's Dark Lord. Right. And the guys from Floyd's were saying, just a quick Three Floyds story, they were saying that, they had to, they really hate when people resell their beer. And the worst example they gave was, and this is in the book, that, some people would get bottles of Dark Lord, their allotment, and then immediately go outside, pour it in smaller 6-ounce bottles, and then resell that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's just to give you an idea of the frenzy that people have over over their beers. They're Three Floyds fans are probably the most, crazy. They are very, very passionate about Floyd stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think that's a great segue for this week, what we've been doing, because this last week I went to Three Floyds. I don't make it there very often. I don't have a reason to. It's only, 30 minutes on like a good day?
Yeah.
So I don't make it there that often, but I made it there on Friday night. Maeve and I did dinner there and had a couple beers, and it was nice. It was quiet. I was worried it was going to be like packed and we had to wait for a seat. Parking lot was full, but we had no problems getting in, and had a great beer called Yum Yum. If you haven't had that, definitely try that. I heard the server or some server mentioned to someone else is like Gumblehead, but with a different hop that only they have. So it was Yum Yum.
Yeah. their on-site program, their rotational, seasonal and all that stuff that they just serve at the pub. It's like this endless list. Yeah.
Yeah. So. It was like, I wish I wasn't driving here. There's like all these beers I want to try and, oh, what's on cask? And, oh, there's some guest beers I can't get.
And then you can get you can go next door and get to go stuff if you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a fun pub. And then the food's really good, too.
Yeah, the food's there.
Their food's underrated.
We ordered, to start, we had the beef jerky. Have you ever gotten that?
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Like, these aren't like, I was expecting, like, you order like beef jerky in Chicago, it's like getting like a little bowl of olives, like five olives or like two pieces of beef jerky. But these are like huge slabs of beef jerky.
Yeah. My favorite things there are the beef jerky, and for appetizers, the beef jerky, and that, they got that popcorn, man. It's like duck fat popcorn with Parmesan and dill and all this other crazy stuff on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. I'm glad I made it there just because don't make it there often. And it's always a nice treat.
Yeah. It's very, very uncompromising. Like, you go there and they're playing metal. And, you
and
know.
Weird movies on the TV.
They're playing metal and weird movies. Doesn't matter who you are, what day it is. This is where they're playing. You know, mm-hmm. And they stick to what they do. And they do it good. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah. That was basically my week. I did that and then rented a cabin with some friends and kind of partied and drank out there and hit up the hot tub. And it was
a good
time.
You're able to get away, man. I'd love to get away for like 3 days, man.
But you had a busy week. You had your event and you made it to a couple other things.
Yeah. So I ended up going to the last Wednesday. I went to the Three Aces Jolly Pumpkin dinner. Oh, and Three Aces is right there in Little Italy. So Jolly Pumpkin up in Michigan, Dexter, Michigan, they have a 100% barrel program. Mm-hmm. So all their beers are in barrels. A lot of their beers are like sours, but they're very delicate sours, you know, low ABV. Not too much over 10%. So they had a 5-course dinner with the guys at Three Aces. And Three Aces, I think the way they describe themselves is they are, the Italian countryside meets the local brewery and Keith Richards' basement bar.
All right.
That's how they describe it. And I'm like, you know what? Like, when you're there, you're like, man, that's spot on, man. So this was our collaboration with the guys from Mambecue. So we took a video camera and took some photos, and we went over there and just tried to document the event. So I talked to the head brewer, and then the Mambecue guys talked to the chef. Over the 5 courses. And it was cool, man. I think the reason they were doing the event is because they recently, last year they doubled their capacity from 5,000 barrels to about 10,000 barrels. And they want to make it a point to do more Chicago focused events, have more beer here, and really just kind of tell the Jolly Pumpkin story so they can, mm-hmm. Raise the name recognition.
Right. Well,
locally.
They opened up that second brewery, right? That's how they expand it. They farther north in Michigan,
right? And then they've also got they got two brew pubs, which are because Dexter's like a really small town,
yeah.
But then they got brew pubs in like Ann Arbor, mm-hmm. which is the college town where U of M is, and then there's another one where that location escapes me. I don't get there too much. Need to go though. Michigan's a great spot for beer.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it was cool, man. The guys were saying that they had never been to Three Aces, so River North, or I guess Lakeshore kind of put it together, and then the chef from Three Aces kind of decided, hey, you know, these beers should go with these dishes.
Okay.
You know, and we'll give a full rundown of each dish on the Facebook page. You should go check that out. But it was cool because usually when you think of oak or sour beers or just barrels in general, you mm-hmm. know, there aren't a whole lot of beers where you get like a very understated beer profile, you know, just little hints of oak and a little bit of sour and like a 6% beer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just not over the top, you know, very, very sessionable, very easy drinking, and goes really well with food. You know, there aren't a whole lot of sour beers that fit that profile. So that was good.
No, yeah. Sometimes they're too sour. It was Jolly Pumpkin's been doing sour beers for a long time. So they were kind of, I would say, a lot of people's introduction to sour beers, especially here in the Midwest. And I remember them being too sour when I was first getting into them. And now they're like, look, this doesn't taste sour at all. Kind of.
Yeah. Now it's like, and like for guys like, you know, like for you and for me, like, you know, the longer you drink beer, the more you crave beers like that, where it's like, you know, it's like pleasantly sour.
Yeah. You know, appreciate those subtle nuances and just like enjoy the beer, not for like the getting drunk factor of it.
Right. Like it's taking you on a ride, but it's a different kind of ride. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like a super whiskey ride or a super hop ride, right? It's taking you on that ride that's like, you know, got some really quiet sour notes and just fun.
Nice. Yeah. Is that video up yet?
It's not up yet. So the Mavic Hugh guys are working on the video, and then the expectation is to have it up in the next week or two.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah. So that was a good time though.
Right. And then there was Super Bowl weekend.
Super Bowl weekend. Yeah. You know, I saw some pictures from the Hop Leaf. And the Hop Leaf said they had a line around the corner before they even opened.
Jeez. Because
They were doing all the Bourbon County variants.
Right, yeah.
On draft. You know, damn, I kind of wish I was at that, honestly. but yeah.
But you had your own event.
Yeah, we had our own event. So we did what's called the Super Bowl Bash. So it's basically a craft beer celebration during Super Bowl Sunday where we drink beer and we party and watch the game. But we do it in a space that isn't known for craft beer. You know, even though... So we went to a place called... Buffalo Wings and Rings, and it's in Bridgeport. Mm-hmm. And the reason we went there is because, well, on draft, they got 12 drafts, but all their drafts are like, you know, Miller Lite, Bud Light, you know, I think the only craft they have is like, you know, Rev, Cross of Gold.
Yeah.
You know, so, but it's mostly all macro. Well, it's like walking distance from Sox Park. So you're walking distance from a ballpark that, you know, that sells probably, you know, 90 kegs of Miller Lite on a given day. Sure. Right. Okay. So that's the audience. But in the bottles at this place, like the bottle section at this place, they have over 20 different craft beers on bottles.
Oh, wow.
So, and that's the place we chose to do the event. So we spotlighted Goose Island, Extremely Naughty Goose, and then we put the spotlight on Beta Brow. They had their beer called Red Velvet, which is a Bock. It's a hoppy Bock, and it was the Chicago's beer of the week. So we put the spotlight on those two beers, and then we had a rare beer raffle where we gave people a chance to get into a raffle for $5, and you could pick up a variant of Bourbon County that you probably won't find.
Right, unless you were in the Hop Leaf line.
Right, unless you're in Hop Leaf line, you probably wouldn't find it. Yeah, so we had bottles of that. So it was cool. I mean, like having conversations with people. I haven't been around this many people that drink like Miller Lite and Coors Light in a long time.
Sure.
And the conversations, what I was learning was, you know, they'd be willing to try beers, you know. This place was cool. I mean, shout out to the Buffalo Wings and Rings. You know, on a side note, a lot of people think it's Buffalo Wild Wings. So they were telling me that some people show up with like Buffalo Wild Wings, gift cards. And then they won't present it until after they order. And they're like, oh shit, I thought this was Buffalo Wild Wings. But it's Buffalo Wings and Rings, which is also a franchise, but there's only one in Chicago, and then they're like, there's one in like, you know, Ohio, and one in like, you know, like Utah or something, right? Like a very little known chain, and this is the only franchise is here. And that was funny when he told me that.
Wow, yeah.
So he's like, it was like a straight up sports bar, like 100 TVs, you know, maybe like, you know, 2,000 square feet, something like that, you know. And but when you talk to these people, you know, when you talk to our fellow Chicagoans who enjoy macro beers, right, the one thing you learn is that, you know, a lot of people drink Coors Light and Miller Lite, and then B, like it's a generational thing, you know, like they'll try, you know, we had the In the City TV girls, and a shout out to those girls, they were awesome. They would go around with like trays of samples, and they would say, hey, you know, if you like this beer, why don't you try, you know, the Beta Brau Pilsner or something like that. Yeah. And you know, you'd have the conversation about why you like the beers you like. And, you know, a lot of them would talk about how, like, hey, you know, this is my beer because my dad drank it.
Oh, okay.
And, so it's a generational thing. It's not just, like, you know, an accessibility thing or, like, you see it on a commercials thing. It's those things. But also, like, you know, they're drinking it for, like, generations are drinking
it. This is what we've drank. We've always drank this. Why are we changing this?
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, just having those kind of conversations. And then giving away a lot of beer. And then, you know, just hanging out, watching the game. So.
Cool. Yeah. Nah, it sounds like a good way to spend a Sunday then.
It didn't suck. Yo, and I really like this venue, man. This venue's nice. So they have a bus that is similar to the Brew Bus, like that size bus.
Right.
That takes people back and forth to Sox Park for baseball games. So we're thinking about going back out there on April 4th.
That
Sox home opener.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just tailgate it up, you know. Because, like, last year I spent the entire day. Ken was there. I spent the entire day at Sheffield's. Because they do every year at Sheffield's, they do like a goat roast. And they do like a New Holland event. So I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go in and say hi, you know, stay for an hour.
And then
the sun goes down.
Dude,
it's like 11 o'clock at night. You're still there. Yeah. So I was thinking, like, man, go out there and do it there. And, you know, you can tailgate at Sox Park, which is cool.
Oh, okay.
Go out there, hang out all day, have a good time.
Oh, fun.
So I'm thinking about doing that.
Yeah. Nice.
It was a good event, though.
Cool. Well, should we get into this coming week and all these cider events? And
I think we should.
Let people know what's happening.
Absolutely, man.
Well, so tonight, I'm sure we'll be talking about this next week, but we're off to Lagunitas, check out their space and, you know, see what it's all about. You know, we got like a sneak peek kind of event going on.
Yeah, I'm excited about that, man. Lagunitas is, you know, they're in Petaluma, California, which is basically wine country in California. They're on the west side of Chicago. They're bringing the largest brewery in the history of Chicago to the west side. And they're having an event tonight, which is kind of like a sneak peek before they launch their beers in March. It's going to be pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, we'll let you know all about that next week. But yeah, this week, I got a couple events on Thursday. You got anything on Wednesday?
No, not too much on Wednesday.
Okay, so on Thursday at Jake Melnick's is the Vandermill Cider Firkin launch.
Yeah.
They're launching their cider. They're not their cider program. Their Firkin program.
It's a brand new cidery.
Yeah. I didn't know. Jake Melnick's, they've always done beer events and launch parties for things. And I know Metropolitan has been there a lot for different things. But I didn't know that they didn't have a Firkin program or that this was something they were even looking into.
Yeah, I like that space, man. I think as far as downtown bars go, Jake Melnick's is right at the top. And they're like one of the best bars in town for like wings, too. Yeah, Beer FX, they did their they had a sours, like a sour event there. And, you know, they had these guys, three brewers talking. They had the sours there. That was all at Jake Melnick's.
Oh, cool.
That's a cool space, man. Yeah, right there in Streeterville. So, you know, basically if you're at like, you know, it's like a block away from like 2 blocks from Michigan Ave.
Yeah.
You know,
it's easy to get to if you're downtown.
Like near Michigan and Chicago, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're doing, Vandermill's bringing like some pretty fun stuff, man. Totally Roasted on cask along with, 1, 2, 3, 4 other ciders. And then they're bringing Puff the Magic Sizer.
Yeah. Which was at, Fobab.
It was?
Yeah.
I missed it. Every year, man, at Fobab, man, I look at the draft list when it's over and I'm like, fuck, I missed so much stuff. So Puff the Magic Sizer is a, it's a sizer that they aged in New Holland Dragon's Milk barrels for 6 months.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they'll also be raffling off a pair of tickets to the Cider Summit on Saturday.
Yeah. So that's going to be a good time, man. That's the Vandermill Firkin launch. That's at Jake Melnick's. That's on Thursday, February 6th.
Mm-hmm. And then the same night, over at Emporia, is Virtue Karaoke and Cider Tap Takeover. And I'm interested to know, Virtue's putting this on,
yeah.
But it's not going to be a Virtue Tap Takeover because they don't have enough beers to take over all the taps.
Yeah, they probably got like maybe 4 or 5 ciders, right?
So I want to know if it's a total cider tap takeover or if it's just like Virtue ciders and then other stuff.
Yeah, you're going to be in for, like, a cider overload, man. But the one thing about ciders that I'm learning, and we'll probably get into this when we talk about the Cider Summit in a bit, but it's like ciders have different layers the same way beers do. You know, people, sure. You know, probably if you, you know, an outsider probably thinks, hey, I'm going to a beer event. He's thinking he's going to be drinking, you know, Miller Lite for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, and I'm not dissing Miller Lite because we said Miller Lite like 3 times on this show. I'm not dissing Miller Lite, but they think they're going to be drinking like, you know, like a Budweiser for 3 hours. And it's not that at all. You know, there's all these different layers and flavors and colors and, you know, aromas, all these different, you know, different profiles.
Yeah, cider is a whole new thing. I can only really drink maybe like two ciders in like a session at night or anything, because one, they're usually higher in alcohol.
Yeah.
At least like 7%. And then that sugar, I think, hits you harder than beer hits you. It's just...
I will agree with that. I will agree with that.
The sweetness, you're just like, you want something... that's why I think I like some of Virtue Ciders more, because they're so dry and they don't leave your mouth just feeling sticky.
Yeah, you can go... I thought there... What was the first one? Red Streak.
Yeah.
I thought Red Streak was great because it like wasn't sweet at all. It was like super dry. And then, you know, the Rabbit. And then there's the one where it's like... it's the really weird... it's the third one that they had at Festival. No, not the Mitten. But yeah, even the Mitten. Like the Mitten was, had a barrel-aged version of the Mitten. And these weren't like, it wasn't like Angry Orchard at all.
No.
You know, those ciders were completely different from what I'm used to having from a cider.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're right. That's why they're awesome.
And Virtue now has those large format bottles. You can find them pretty much all around at like Binny's and Whole Foods. So pick them up. They're like $18 a bottle, but they're delicious.
So that's going to be, that's Friday.
That's Thursday also.
That's Thursday at the arcade at Emporium. Right on. Friday is the Art of Bader Brow at Beauty Bar. So Beauty Bar is, I would say that's Westtown, just near like Western in Chicago, basically. Mm-hmm. It's one of these bars where like you go there on a Friday night and there's like women doing hair up front and doing nails. And there's all this artwork in there. Oh, then, oh, look, they got 18 beers on draft. Yeah.
Weird.
So okay. So Bader Brow 93 XRT are doing an event there where they're featuring Red Velvet and they're doing live art. So they're gonna have like live graffiti artists like painting on the site, and that should be a fun time. So
wow, cool.
That's Friday.
Nice. And then Saturday, Cider Summit.
Cider Summit Chicago. So we were talking about this earlier. Like Cider Summit started as an actual summit. Like over the week, there's actually like workshops where, you know, like cider wholesalers and cider makers go and talk to bars and restaurants and distributors and really explain, you know, like the fine details of cider, right? And all the different types of cider that there are. So it's actually a cider summit. But then the cider summit we're talking about is at Navy Pier, and that's actually the tasting portion.
Okay.
Where it's like, you know, two sessions, 1,200 people, and it's in like the Grand Ballroom or at Navy Pier. Well, we never go to Navy Pier for any kind of party, not for beer or anything.
Oh, yeah, they used to have a beer fest at Navy Pier.
Okay.
They haven't done it in like 4 or 5 years, but they used to do one every year, and it was a beer fest at Navy Pier, probably in the same ballroom.
It is the Lakeview Terrace room in Navy Pier. So there's two sessions to Cider Summit. This is February 8th. This is this coming Saturday. The first session is 11 to 3. The next session is 4 to 8. And it's in the Lakeview Terrace room. And it's really one of the coolest backdrops like for an event you'll see. Because it's like when you get that far east, Navy Pier is so far east, like
it
literally like sticks out into the middle of Lake Michigan. So, but you got the skyline on this side, and you got this clear view of the north side on the other side, and windows everywhere. It's just cool. You know, for the middle of winter after football season, like it's just a very scenic situation. Gets you excited about festivals that are gonna come up. You know?
Right. Yeah.
So it's pretty cool, man. It's sponsored by a whole bunch of people. We won't get into that, but there's going to be 90 ciders from like every corner of the world, England, Scotland, France, Spain, New Zealand. There's going to be food. The Chicago Brew Bus is the official mode of transportation. It'll pick you up from the Blue Line at three different stops, and we'll also pick you up from Little Goat and West Loop, man. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so tickets for that are $25. I would encourage people to go to this. If you got cabin fever and you've been in the house because of the vortex and you've been in the house because it's cold and you want to get out and party, you should go to Cider Fest.
Get some ciders.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's other cider events happening this week that we only had these two on Thursday.
Yeah.
But if it's a Cider Summit, I'm sure there's some cider dinners that we didn't hear about. And so check with your favorite craft beery kind of bar or restaurant, and I'm sure they have something else going on.
That's true, because Cider Summit is turning into like Cider Week, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. So that's Saturday. And then also Saturday, look, it's Revolution's 4th year anniversary, man.
Oh, whoa. 4 years already?
I'm scared of this party. I think guys like, you know, like Goose, Revolution, Haymarket, they just really know how to party. Oh, the Craft Brewers Guild. Like, they just don't be, Chicago, Chicago Beer Society. Mm-hmm. They just throw really good parties.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is Rev's 4 year party. So this is gonna be at the not at the brew pub.
At the production facility.
At the production facility.
Okay, on Kedzie. Yeah,
on Kedzie. So this is the production facility on Kedzie. $60. You get 12 food and beer pairings. You get a complimentary glass, and then it looks like the fourth year beer is it's a Belgian ale, like a Belgian strong ale.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's gonna be good. Yeah, there are two sessions to the, they're calling it the fourth year crazy party at Rev. So the first session is at 1 p.m. and the second session is at 4 p.m. So
nice. You could probably make it to Ciderfest and this.
You could go to Ciderfest and then the after party could be Revolution fourth year crazy party at Kedzie.
So yeah. Make your way to Clark and Lake, cop on the blue line. You can take the blue line to the production facility.
Yeah,
it's not a bad walk.
Yeah, you get off at Belmont. It's maybe like 3-4 blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good weekend. Whew, what am I doing? I guess I'm doing that, right?
I wish I was going, man. Yeah, I'm probably going to, I think I'm going to Jake Melnick's.
Oh, cool.
For the Ferkin.
Nice. Yeah. And then this coming after the weekend, I got something on Wednesday, I think, before that.
Okay.
Wednesday at Small Bar Division is Be My Beer Valentine.
Oh man, with Half Acre. Next week's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Shit. So
better get your ladies or gentlemen flowers and beer or cider.
Fondue or something.
Yeah, fondue. Make those reservations now because actually it's probably full.
Yeah, right. Let's not kid ourselves. Everything's full. You fucked up. Too late.
But Wednesday, February 12th, you can go over to Small Bar for Be My Beer Valentine with Half Acre. They're pouring some Half Acre beer. They got at least four, probably more as this comes up. So it's just a little Half Acre event there.
Yeah, man. Chocolate Camaro is going to be there.
Oh, cool.
That's a good one. Wicked artwork on the Chocolate Camaro label. Mm-hmm. Wicked.
Good stuff. I haven't seen that one in a while. Yeah. So I wonder, is that one yearly? Is it just coming out again then?
I think, I want to say it comes after Big Hugs every year. I could be wrong, but that. My heart's telling me that that's when it comes out.
That would make sense. They're big stout, and then they're like chocolatey porter stout thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Not a bad week. Got anything else?
No, I think that's it for now, man.
Nice. Well, yeah. If people want to get a hold of you, Nick, how can they get in touch?
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Nicosio.
And you can get in touch with me on Twitter. It's at BRad. And you can get in touch with Chicago Beer Pass, at Chicago Beer Pass. And a website, chicagobeerpass.com. We have a Facebook page. We've been kind of posting photos. We've been sharing other events we come across that we don't have time to mention on the show.
Right.
And other random photos of us drinking at events and things like that. So check that out. Like it up there. And thanks for listening. Episode number 17.
In the books, man.
Cheers. Right on.
Cheers.